ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I still love you even though you're wrong. And the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, memorial service, family members, I thank God for all of you, for you have been with me, many of you, now going on 500 days. And you have made one of the longest, for some of you, the most convicting prayer meetings, devotional meetings, memorial meetings, and for some of you, long and boring service podcasts, one of our top podcasts. I don't know how you listen. I don't know what time of the day you listen, if it's in the morning. I'm sure that some of you listen on the way to work and on the way back. I am sure some of you, once you get home and you get your kick around clothes on, you sit back in your easy chair and listen. Some of you wait till nighttime and let me talk you to sleep or bore you to sleep. And I say that kiddingly. These services have never been boring. But they are, for people who are mostly fleshly, they can be hard to take, to say the least. Because we deal from the time we begin until we end, we deal with issues that oftentimes people do not want to deal with. Yes, even so-called Christians. Most Christians don't want to pray. Most Christians don't want to read the Bible. Just straight read the Bible. You got to be saved and born again. That's why I thank God for the standing between the living and the dead crowd, family. Because I know you're saved. You got to be saved to sit through Bible reading and then two or three different Bible study type things and then deal with the in the radical way that I deal with the family. Is not radical, but it's radical compared to what pastors are saying today, and most of them are wrong, and their families are jacked up. And I thank God for the few pastors who are correcting this foolishness in the home today. Again, such foolishness, like someone wrote a book, and this is not the first time. Every year somebody comes out with this foolishness. Everybody fights in their marriage and family. Why don't you learn how to fight better and fight smarter and fight more wonderfully? That is so stupid. And there's no better word for that kind of foolishness. You're not going to go on your job and fight with your supervisor, are you? No, you're not, because you want to keep your job and you want to stay in favor with that supervisor. You're going to submit to that supervisor is what you're going to do. Same thing in a classroom. You're not going to go and fight with the teacher who's going to give you, who's responsible for giving you a grade. But you want to fight in your marriage. There's no such thing. So don't let me get started on that. Don't buy into this sweet little evangelical foolishness, people. the evangelicals have misguided the church and the country to, I believe, to be the worst church in the history of the church. I really believe that. And we have some modern day Pharisees and Sadducees and gatekeepers who have led the church into the ditch, the blind leading the blind, and have led the country to destruction. I believe that with all of my heart. And I've been on, if you will, both sides of the fence. I've been connected to all denominations in some way. I graduated from an independent Baptist college. I then graduated from a Methodist Wesleyan college. I then graduated with from an independent / Southern Baptist college, a seminary. And as an evangelist, I've been preaching in all kinds of churches. And so I know what I'm saying is true and is sad. Thank God for such people as Dr. Tony Evans, who's trying to correct the foolishness in the evangelical church, the Southern Baptist Church, Bible churches, who have gotten away from the Word of God. In his old age, he has been trying to help these people for years, but they never listened to him. But he's still trying, so that's good. Anyway, my beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 241, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version. I do have some brethren who call it the King James Bible, but that's another subject. Each day with my family in chronological order, this unique viewpoint allows us to read the entire Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Joshua with great interest, Joshua chapter 9. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let your will indeed be done and not ours. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is at your right hand interceding for us, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power and your might, who said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Holy Father God, for those of us who are truly saved and born again, thank you for saving our souls. Give us your strength and your energy, your might, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word for our own good and for the good of others. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts in a special way. From your Holy Word, once again today, save that soul that is nearest hell. For your gospel is in every part of your Holy Word, from Genesis to Revelation. And like the great Matthew Henry has done, Lord, help us to always make a beeline to Jesus Christ in the cross from wherever we are in your Holy Word. And we pray that you would crush and crucify every evil part of us and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit, and help us to join to the reading of your Holy Word, praying without ceasing. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for the lifting up of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your Son, Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray, and for his sake, amen. I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, my dear friends, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work wilily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes, and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country, now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants, therefore now make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors, and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed, and came unto their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, and Shepherah, and Beeroth, and Kirjath Jearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel, and all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them, we will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, we are very far from you when ye dwell among us? Now therefore ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly told thy servants, how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all of the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were so afraid of our lives because of you, and have done this thing. Pardon me. And now, behold, we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us, do. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, help us to learn the lesson. No matter how smart we think we are, no matter how sure we think we are, help us to always consult you and acknowledge you in all of our ways, for we know that you will direct our paths. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.